Avos Perk Base Mishnah Gimel 2-3 and Rabban Gamliel, the son of Yehuda Nasi, Gamliel III, continues on here. He says, Hevu Zehirin Barashus, be wary of the authorities of the government. She'ein mekarvenu la'adam el tzorech atzman. They only draw a person close when the government, when they need him. Nirin ko'ahavin b'sha'as hana'asan. They appear to him as if they really care about him when they need him. Ve'ein omdin lo la'adam b'sha'as dachako. But they don't stand by a person in his hour of need. Now, this obviously contrasts with what Shemaya said back in Mishnah Yud of the previous parak, where he said, Al tisvada l'rashus, don't even become known to the authorities, to the government. So the basic difference between that Mishnah and this Mishnah, besides the fact that, of course, here we see that Rabbi Gamliel is much more sympathetic understanding of the realities of having to deal with the government than what you have back in Shemaya, back in the previous parak, is that here, says the Baruch Hu and many others, that Rabbi Gamliel is speaking to community leaders, leaders of the Jewish people, who are sort of under the auspices, under the thumb, even of the authorities, in this case, as the Roman authorities. And the basic message here is, yes, you're going to need to be known to authorities and have to interact with them, because that's just the political realities you have to face. But don't kid yourself. Don't think that they're your friend. They're not your friends at all. You don't have to navigate them very carefully, because ultimately, what they want from you is either your taxes or to exploit you or to sort of get information, intelligence about your community, not what's in your interest at all. Just a tiny bit of historical context here. Here, Rabban Gamliel, again, the third, is living in the beginning of the third century of the Common Era. It is actually probably the high point of Jewish-Roman relations under the what's called the Severan dynasty in Rome. And things are probably relatively good for the Jews at this point in Israel. At least for a brief time longer before things will shift away. And here he's saying, listen, it might be good now, but don't kid yourself. It's only self-serving, and the Jews need to understand that they have to look out for themselves and be realistic about how the authorities look at them. Now, obviously, this is talking about Jews under a Gentile government, but in truth, it may well equally apply, like say in the 21st century, to Jewish communities under an Israeli government. Certainly this is not some sort of anti-Zionist rant here, but the point is the government is the government and it doesn't necessarily have Jewish values or the Jewish community's interest at heart. It has other considerations, and therefore, well, again, Jewish communities in the 21st century need to work with the government, and actually, you know, ideally, the government should really align itself with the values of the communities. But again, don't be misled to thinking that the government has the same values and same interests as individual Jewish communities within the state of Israel.